When we get up to the lawyer's office, I want you to come in there with me in case he says something to me that I don't know what he's talking about, you see.
Yeah, and another reason I ought to go to the lawyer's office with you, in case I can help the lawyer, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liable to think of something that he ain't thought of.
Tell me this, where did that $50 come from that you done give the lawyer? That's what I want to know.
That ain't none of your business.
Well, you didn't have no $50 to give him, did you?
I done told you, Amos, that I didn't give it to him myself. But he got it, so that's all you supposed to know.
Well, tell me this. Did the Kingfish put up the money?
No, the Kingfish didn't put up the money. And that's all I'm going to tell you about the money. Now, shut up. The lawyer's got it.
I certainly would like to know who paid that money, because I rebelled enough without being rebelled more than I is.
I'm going to get me a law book. I'm going to read up on the law and see if I can't figure out something for you.
Well, the lawyer claimed that he can handle it all right by himself, I think.
Well, here's the lawyer's office in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's get in here.
Yeah, the elevator here. Let's ride there. What floor is he on? He on the third floor, ain't he?
Yeah, that's what he said. Get on in the elevator there now.
Come on in here with me. Come on here.
Well, here we go. Boy, this here is a slow elevator.
One floor, please.
We want to stop at the third floor, please. The third floor.
He said that his office is right by the elevator, didn't he?
Yeah, well, we're coming right to the third floor now.
Third floor is next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, mister. Thank you, sir.
Come on. There's his office right there, see? Joseph Wagner. H-E-T-O-R-N-E-Y. That's Atomy. W-A-L-K-I-N. Walking. He must be out walking.
That's a walk-in, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, that is right. How come I read that way?
I must go in there?
Yeah, go ahead. Get on in there.
Come on, stick with me now, Andy. Stick with me now.
He is right on time, too.
Where do you want to see him?
We has got a appointment with Mr. Wagner, the lawyer.
Just have a seat.
Yes, sir. Sit down, Amos. Boy, I'm tired. I got to rest.
Just think, all this here mess that I was in about nothing, you know it?
Look at that picture there on the wall. That must be George Washington, ain't it? Look there.
I don't know who that is.
Whoever he is, he's certainly standing up there. Got his hand in his coat there by his chest. He's a big man, ain't he? Wait till I look under that and see who that is there. Wait a minute till I see this thing.
Yeah, that's a good picture, all right. Who is it under there? What name is under there?
Well, it say under the picture there, say Napoleon Boney something. That must be Italian.
All right, go right in Wagner's office now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Come on, Amos.
Yeah, thank you, mister. Thank you. Go on, Andy. Right in that door there, I guess. Yeah, there he is.
Well, good evening, boys. Good evening. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Wagner.
How are you today, Mr. Wagner?
Boys, take a seat right here. Amos, you better sit right here, and Andy, you sit over there.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. I'll sit right down here.
How do the situation look, Mr. Wagner?
Well, we've made a little progress, but there are so many things to look for yet, you know, and so many things to talk about that we'll do from time to time. Just a minute. Let me get my file here.
As I see the proposition, Amos is wrong. But, of course, I ain't read no law for a long time, and I ain't familiar with the situation yet.
What did you want to see me about today, Mr. Wagner?
Well, I want to send you down to a fingerprint expert.
What's the matter?
Well, first of all, I want to have your fingerprints taken in case the state's attorney tries to use fingerprints as a means of evidence against you.
Well, I done had my hand all over the automobile, you see.
Yes, but we've been fortunate enough in getting two different fingerprints from the rear door of your taxicab and two corresponding fingerprints from the doorknob of the back door of the store which was robbed.
Uh-huh.
In a way, that means very little, unless further evidence materializes.
I beg to apologize for that last remark. What was that?
Yeah, explain that to us again, will you please, Mr. Wagner?
I mean by that these fingerprints are absolutely useless unless some other evidence arises along the same line which will benefit my client.
Oh, sure, Amos is fit, all right.
Well, what do you want me to do, Mr. Wagon?
I want you to go down to this address. Here it is on a piece of paper. Ask for this man, and he'll take care of you. And, Andy, I think that you are being shadowed.
Uh-oh. Who shadows after me?
I mean, I think you're being watched. And I think it advisable for you to have some fingerprints made.
Wait a minute, Chair. Wait a minute. I ain't done nothing. I don't want to get messed up in this thing myself.
Andy had nothing to do with it, Mr. Wagner. He wasn't even with me, you see.
Well, I'm just using that as a precaution, Andy.
Pre-what?
Just in case they try to incriminate you.
Whatever that word is, it sound bad.
You want Andy to go with me then, don't you?
Yes, I want you both to go there. Let this man take your fingerprints. And now, Amos, I want to have you answer a few more questions, please.
Wait a minute, Mr. Wagner, before you ask him the question. I ain't going to get messed up in this thing, is I?
No, no. You just have the fingerprints made. You'll be all right.
Mr. Wagner, what's that you say you want to ask me a second ago? What was it with them questions?
Well, Amos, as I understand it, you say that you received a phone call on the night of the robbery asking you to bring the car to the drugstore.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Did you ever hear that voice before that called you for the cab?
No, sir, I don't believe I hear.
You say that you went to the drugstore and a man got in your taxi cab.
Yeah, the man got in my taxi cab at the drugstore, that's right.
And he instructed you to drive toward this store where these fur coats were in storage.
Yeah, sir, where the fur coats was in storage, that's right, the fur coats.
Well, Amos, how did you know that these fur coats were in storage there?
Well, I didn't know that it was in storage there.
No, sir. Amos didn't know nothing was there.
No, sir, Mr. Wagner. I'm telling you the truth, Mr. Wagner. I didn't know nothing about the thing. I declare I didn't.
All right. Then you say that you stopped on the corner and picked up another man.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Would you recognize either one of these men if you saw them again?
Yes, sir, I would know the first one, because he got in the car by the drugstore, you see, and the electric lights was on, and I could see his face. Uh-huh. But I don't think I would know that second man that got in.
Well, you might drop down to the city hall and ask for Sergeant Rice. I'll phone him in the meantime, and he'll show you some pictures.
Moving pictures?
No. Pictures of criminals. He'll show you the rogues gallery.
That's where I always sit when I go to a moving picture show, up in the gallery.
Well, when must I go down there, Miss Wagner?
Well, you better go down there Monday.
All right, sir, then. I plan on going down there Monday. You see them pictures?